Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, we have Kelsey Derrigish. She is the Director of Alumni Relations at the University of Jamestown, and Erin Ettinger. She is the Director of Student Activities at the University of Jamestown. And Erin and Kelsey, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. It is an exciting time at the University of Jamestown. It is 2018 homecoming. It's been a full week of things happening, and there's even more happening this weekend that we want to inform our listeners about. But we'll start with Erin here first. Erin, it's been a full week of things for the students, and I think it all started on Sunday this week, right?
Yes, we started on Sunday with our coronation that evening, where we crowned student Allie Hill and Anthony Vereen as our king and queen for 2018. And we've moved through the week with activities almost every day.
Wow. Okay. So let's kind of like hit on some of the highlights.
Yeah,
because
some of the highlights.
People would love to know what the students were up to over the week.
Absolutely. So Monday, we had a hot chocolate bar, which was fitting because I think we saw our first snow that day. And then we had a faculty staff office decorating competition, and faculty and staff really got into that. Ended the night with roommate games similar to the newlywed game, but quizzed some of our roommate pairs. Tuesday, the highlight of the day was stuffed animal making, and ended Tuesday with an esports watch party in our new Hanson Center J House. And so that was pretty cool to see our esports team in action. Wednesday, yesterday, we had our social media scavenger hunt for front row tickets to hypnotist Fred Winters last night. We also had some dilly bars from Dairy Queen and helped our UJ volleyball team celebrate their win over Presentation College. Today, we're doing some Minute to Win It games at lunch, helping cheer on our UJ hockey team this evening. Tomorrow, we have lots of different alumni sporting events, and fingers crossed if the weather holds up, painting of the rock on campus, which students always look forward to. And then Saturday, of course, the football game, the street fair, and then also a family night at 7 p.m.
Awesome.
Where we will let family, friends, community members come in and see the new Hanson Center J House. We have a showing of The Incredibles 2 at 8 p.m. And lots of food, games, and fun to be had there.
Perfect. So it's been a full week for the university students and faculty, it sounds like. But there's a lot of things coming up that'll be available to the public. And Kelsey, we're going to talk a little bit about those. It looks like really people are encouraged, obviously, to go to the games too. Like, those are open to the public. But people are encouraged on Friday because there's a lot of things happening for alumni and the public too, right?
Yes, on Friday, we kind of kick off with our alumni on campus with campus tours and class photos. We do have the Booster Club luncheon at noon at the Harold Newman Arena, and that is open to the public.
Okay.
And then you can stick around to watch some of the alumni games. A few have been canceled because of the cold weather. I believe softball and baseball have been canceled. But men's basketball is going at 6 o'clock, and wrestling is at 7 in the Larson Center.
Okay. And now alumni get involved with that? Like, are alumni like actually wrestling still and playing basketball?
Yes, I believe our alumni are coming back and participating in those.
That's fantastic.
Events.
Okay.
Yes.
And a lot of those are Friday, or do they go into Saturday as well with that?
Yeah, the alumni games are just Friday.
Just Friday, okay.
And then we do have the homecoming band and concert, our choir concert.
Okay.
As well, Friday evening.
Perfect.
And the all-class social at 8:30 at Cheney's. That's usually a popular destination.
I've heard things about that night.
You've never been, right?
I've never been. No. Again, Erin Ettinger and Kelsey Derrigish with the University of Jamestown joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. I'll remind everybody, too, if you want to check out the whole homecoming list, go to the university's website, because we're talking about a lot of different things that are happening, so it's hard to keep track of all of it. uj.edu/homecoming to do that. And then, Kelsey, a big day on Saturday, something that I've always tried to get to every year, too. They have that job, or it's not a job fair, but it's more like a street fair. Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, it's like a mini block party.
Yeah,
so those that are familiar, we have our UJ street fair. It's usually on Allen Field, but due to the weather, we are moving it to the Larson Center.
Okay.
That's the old YMCA on campus.
Okay.
We do have around 50 booths, so we do expect a good group and a lot of things for kids and activities and yard games. So. Yeah.
There's always been like the inflatables. I always remember the food. There's always a lot of food there too. Yep. So that'll be in the Larson Center. So don't go to Allen Field this year. Larson Center is the place to go.
Correct.
What other things are happening Saturday, Kelsey?
Yeah, we have our Athletic Hall of Fame breakfast that we do each year over homecoming. We have a few teams going into the Athletic Hall of Fame and a few individuals as well. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Expecting a big group for that.
Yeah, and then another big one, the tailgating party coming up.
Yep, that'll start at 11 o'clock before the football game against Briarcliff.
Okay.
So we expect to have a good group and cheer on the Jimmies.
Absolutely. We want to get as many people out there as possible. So Aaron or Kelsey, anything else about homecoming or anything else we want to mention? Is there something we may have missed, Kelsey, that you wanted to mention?
I think that's all. Just make sure the street fair, we're at the Larson.
Yes.
Get the word out.
That is the big one. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people like to go to the street fair. If anybody has questions, Aaron or Kelsey, where can they go to get more information?
Yep. You can just jump on our website at uj.edu/homecoming.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Aaron, Kelsey, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It.
Perfect.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Warren.